Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's right. The Drive is live. You are on YouTube and Twitch. You can see Clint right there. He's going head, really letting that beard grow in. Tyler Milner in the building. You can see him on YouTube and Twitch. It is a nipple showing Wednesday, so there it is, Tyler. Tyler, you have got to go home and shave. Like now,
I'm overdue.
Now you put yourself in a situation where you got to.
I hadn't shown the nips in a while. Man.
You can't let it get that long, and now razors aren't going to work. Then you got in that situation. You're trying to use that nair.
Never again.
And you were on the IL for 20 days. Like, don't.
My nipples will never forget that.
You have got to go every 3 weeks.
No, oh, you're right here. I'm not even going to argue with you. I'm long past
like
who wants a Manscaped.
Is where he is. It's ridiculous.
That's why Manscaped commit.
Like, not Blue Bloods time, but Magnum PI.
When you
PI
commit
time.
To Manscaped, man, it's you got to commit, man.
I try. It's just so time consuming.
It's bad. You're like KD. You're only doing it when you go to, oh, I'm going out of town, or I'm going to water, I'm going to beach. Oh, let me get it. Now you got it.
We're getting the winter now. We're getting out of the summer and into the fall and winter. It's gonna get hurry.
That is wild.
Winter right. Coat.
He ain't wrong.
All right. It is a Wednesday, a busy, busy day. We'll hear from our guy. Cecil Shorts III, he had been in such a good place with this team the last couple of weeks. We'll see where he is after that performance. Brandon Scott has already informed me that he'd rather do a Rockets report, but he understands the job, so it is a Texas report.
That'd be more fun.
I believe his text to me, Clint, was... They have proven to me that they're very unserious over there. So we'll hear from him coming up in a bit. We'll also hear from D'Amico Ryan, CJ Stroud. We'll carry that live. And
ooh,
fellas,
good.
Before we get to the Rockets, I just want to say I would buckle up around 3 o'clock. We're thinking, Tyler, for D'Amico.
Yes, sir. Hopefully he's not as grumpy as yesterday.
Oh boy! Listen. If you think about it now, this is 3 straight days he's got to go talk with these same people. He talked after the game Monday night, and he clearly was not fired up.
A little over 3 minutes.
And then he went and did the Zoom call yesterday, which we heard that many people jumped off a cliff on the text line and YouTube and Twitch yesterday. And now he's got to come back for the trifecta, 3 in a row. So this ought to be interesting for D'Amico.
It's my decision.
Because it feels like, hey, there's only too many so many questions that you got in three straight days. So some of them are going to sound similar.
Two and four, we got plenty. Two and four, we got plenty. I guarantee you, Landry said it on that deal. Hey, man, this format here on Zoom makes it hard for my follow-up. So here's my follow-up to that question you answered three questions ago. So, yeah, that Zoom made it a little more difficult. Y'all think today's going to be Zoom, or you think today's going to be in person?
Live.
Today's live in person? Okay.
Today's live. Yesterday, midway through, clearly he was annoyed, and he hit us with a "if you watch the game."
Yeah.
So I'm really intrigued to hear what we get from the head coach today and C.J. Stroud as well. So a lot going on today right here live on The Drive. So stay with us as we will get you ready for everything that you need to know around here. Clint, last night the Rockets got their season started. They were the first game of the NBA season, and it was a disappointing ending to the game because the Rockets did lose in double overtime, 125-124. The MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he came alive late in the fourth quarter and in overtime.
Found that old duck, didn't he?
It seemed to be at the same point in time that the duck had to come on the floor because the best defender on the team had some sort of a leg issue. It looks like cramps with Amen Thompson. But he came alive, and Durant had some uncharacteristic moments where he missed a free throw late, had some turnovers late. They turned the ball over late. But, Clint, for me, I thought it was a good night for the Rockets and potentially a great night for the future for the Rockets. I thought being in that game at no point. And 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, if you differ, that's fine. At no point did I think, boy, these two teams ain't on the same level. Now, I know Williams wasn't there, their second best player, and he was an All-NBA player last year. But clearly, it was these two teams, these look like maybe the best teams in the West. And Golden State play later on. But these two teams look like they may be the best teams in the West. They look like they're on the same level. We'll get to Şengün in a bit because there was no answer there. And anyway, they tried everything they could. No answer there. They looked like they belonged. So I think it was a good night for the Rockets. And I think a great night for the future because I don't think Reed Shepard looked real great, especially late. There was some moments, as you said, the duck. They were finding him and trying to get switches on him. He had some turnovers. He had some issues trying to get Durant the ball. Missed some shots. But I think, one, he's got to get those experiences, those minutes, so then in May when he's going to be playing, he'll get better if he gets those opportunities. I hope Udoka looks at that and says, all right, we just got to keep getting him these reps. He's going to be better. I love that he's not scared. He will take shots, maybe some shots he probably shouldn't have. He'll take some shots, but I'd rather do that than have somebody I got to push and shove to. So I thought it overall was a good moment and good experience, especially for a guy like Reed Shepard.
Look, for me, great experience, obviously. Prime time, great showing. You push the champs to the brink, and it's right out of the box of live action. So a great showing, again, especially when you're in that prime time window right there to kick the NBA season off. But the Reed Shepard point you made, Ron, I made this point last week and when you were out, and maybe he had a great ending, that fourth preseason game. He lit it up and did some things that made me lean a little bit towards maybe having pulled the trigger a little early on Reed Shepard. I really don't at this point. Now, I mean, obviously, it'd be great if he did all things, you know, if he just passed the test on all things. But I really am not looking at box score, points, turnovers. I'm not looking at that right now with Reed Shepard. I'm at a point with Reed to where, are you aggressive? Do you look like you believe that you belong in that position? And to your point last night.
More moments.
Yeah. Like in last night, like, look, again, I would like you to knock down some of those shots. But the fact that you're taking and the fact that you're aggressive, the fact that you're at least in the moment and don't seem to be intimidated or overwhelmed, that in itself That in itself is a step in the right direction for me personally with Reed Shepard. Again, now in those moments, I'd like to win the game. I'd like for you to play a little bit better, knock some shots down. But, looking like you believe in yourself is a big step for
now,
me.
Now, March and April, you hope he's not making these same mistakes. But my biggest thing is, what makes me nervous is a veteran coach like Udoka, who knows what he wants, says himself to hell with that. All right, no more of that. All right, hey, I'll go get somebody that I feel like I know a little bit more than to go in there, sure, because I don't want those mistakes. But I think to me right now, Reed Sheppard has to be a part of this team, whether he's starting, whatever. He's got to be
a
part.
He's got to get run,
right? And you can see it, man. He spaced the floor. There were drives for Thompson early in the game when they were able to space the floor like that. So I just, that was to me one of the big things is, hey, get him those opportunities. Keep getting him those opportunities. And I think he'll just get better.
Can I tell you early on, Ron, just the simple part of this thing?
Well, I think we're thinking the same.
Well, it was so nice. It was so nice to watch a Rocket squad that you got a guy, obviously, in Kevin Durant, that essentially can have somebody in his jersey with him, and he shoots over the top of him, makes it look effortless.
Yeah, Lou Dort's out there playing football. Oh,
I mean, at one point it looked Jaylen like I'm watching just kind of from a distance, right, dealing with the kids, and I'm watching, and I'm like, pass it, man. And all of a sudden I realize it's Kevin Durant, and he raises up over the top of him and knocks down one of them jumper from the elbow. And like you said, Reed Sheppard was standing there wide open to his left. You had, I think it was Amen Thompson over to his right. And I'm like, oh, we got that guy now. Right? Used to, you look at it and you're like, hey, man, you're trying too hard, man. It just looks like it's so difficult for anybody else to get a shot. Oh, that's KD. Never mind. And he just knocks it down. It's so beautiful to be a fan of the Rockets. And when you know every night you turn the TV on, you're going to have, not maybe not every night, but for the most part, you're going to have that guy right there in a uniform that can go get a bucket. Boy, it is a beautiful sight to see.
Yeah, from the text line, Kevin Durant has never been a closer, never been a takeover into the game, and died in the world killer player. Reed Sheppard can't shoot. Tyree Eason sucks under big lights. I think every one of those were just lies. Reed Sheppard can't shoot. Tyree Eason, I mean, I don't even think there's been enough big lights for him to determine if he sucks under him. And Kevin Durant is one of the best players in the history of the game and is a two-time Finals MVP. I think he has taken over games.
Yeah, he's closed a few.
Before. I could still see that. That three that he hit right over LeBron as he closed that game out. People would talk about Durant and how that game ended. I told you this before. Like, there's a lot of things that, you know, you worry about, like if they're going to really roll with that big lineup and are they going to be able to defend and all these things. There's some questions. The point guard situation, yes, I agree with somebody texting a match. We had Fred. Yeah, I think Fred probably get you to the winner's circle today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if he was out there with some of the decisions that he would make as a point guard. But one thing I'm not worried about is Kevin Durant hitting free throws late. Maybe he's a career 90% free throw shooter, I believe. I don't have concerns about that. Or Durant late in games, I don't have concerns. I think they will figure out a way to be able to get him the ball. I think they had a couple of turnovers because they were trying to get him the ball and didn't run good enough action. So I don't have much concern for that. But to me, like I said, it was a good night. Now, one thing I will say, Tyler and Clint, I feel like I owe Alfred Shingun an apology. I have put a ceiling on his on where he is, right? Like I remember talking to you, I think last week or week before last, thinking, boy, I saw FS1 and had him as a top 15 player going into the season.
Yeah.
I thought, well, that seems aggressive.
Rich, a tad rich.
But my God, he's not Jokic, and I've said that a lot. Last night, that was Jokic. 39, 11, and 7, 5 of 8 from 3. Now, you're going to have to do that a few more times for me to believe that's what you're bringing to the table. But I'm sorry. I put a ceiling on him. This is a two. He clearly was the guy they were hunting. I'm telling you, it got me basketball horny, basketball boner, wherever you want to go. When he said, y'all going to disrespect me and put Caruso's bald ass on me? Sorry, Tyler. And he just backed his ass repeatedly and just killed him in that matchup. I loved it. Shingun. if this what he's bringing to the table, if his game is picked up like this, and obviously he's benefiting from the space that's around there too to work in the lane, he was getting 3 and 4 dribbles in the post, yeah, which he hadn't been accustomed to seeing. Hey, now that is that. Now that that looked like a one right there.
Well, the 5 of 8 from beyond the arc is the part that, you know, and maybe it's not 5 for 8, obviously, but is it? Can he be a consistent threat from depth? If that's the case,
yeah.
I mean, look, it's definitely a bad day for me because I put a lower ceiling than you did. When I heard top 15, I thought, boy, who in the hell's making that list?
But, man, he is.
I mean, it's a bad day for me on the Shingun front too. That was impressive.
I mean, and let's be honest. Like, they brought KD in, and I think, you know, late in games, and you know, for him to go get shots, that's not who they were trying to get the ball to.
Yeah,
and he was delivering, right? He gave them the lead multiple times at the end of regulation to go up and tied the game to get him to the second overtime. He was special last night. That is something to watch. I mean, we knew, as we said, Tyler and you stole money last night on that 5.5. Mm. Especially, he got 2 more periods to go with it. 5.5 assists. He had 7 last night. That was nasty. So shout out to Alfred Shingun, who was special last night. Someone text in, Ryan, if they're that bad, tell that caller to find a new team. Yeah, I'm certain. He's got to be trolling, right? I mean, when you fix it, you know, and that's on me. I shouldn't even have read it. Kevin Durant. Never been somebody that can close up the game.
Yeah, that's I don't know how you type that one out.
Hell, you arrived at
I mean,
that
you cannot be a KD fan. That's cool. But, yeah. I mean, and he is a bit passive, which I'll be honest with you, in this setup, with what Shingun was able to do last night, and with Amen Thompson being so ball dominant, I mean, I watched the game last night. I was happy that your superstar player that's going to take this thing to the whole next level was a guy that was willing to come down the floor and stand in the corner and let Amen Thompson work a little bit, let Shingun work a little bit.
When he knew he had it.
Yeah, when whatever play was called. He's not a guy that has to have his hands on the ball or has to be involved all the damn time.
He's so efficient. Now, it's week 9 of 16.
Yeah.
He's so efficient. 9 of 16. And no, he doesn't.
I mean, it's week 1. We'll see what happens down the road. But it was refreshing to watch a guy like that comes in and is just part of what's going on instead of being a guy that's demanding to be the center of attention all the damn time.
All right, we'll let you know the latest on the injury front from the Texans. And with that, it kind of leads us into a conversation of some potential positive keys moving forward. That's right, positive keys moving forward with the Texans.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs.
Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
We'll do that next.
Be lollygagging. Y'all got to be ready to go, man.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
D'Amico Ryan's coming up hopefully around 3 o'clock. C.J. Stroud a little bit later on today as well. Coming up in about 15 minutes, you'll hear from Cecil Shorts III as we'll get his thoughts on where the Texans are right now. And look, it was an awful performance in so many ways, and maybe even more disappointing than awful on Monday night. But as we've talked a lot about some of the struggles that that occurred in that game, there were some positive keys, and I think it's even a bigger deal, Clint, because the injury, we'll get the full injury report as it comes out today, but thus far what we've seen, according to reports, is that that Nico Collins is out of practice today with a concussion, and Christian Kirk, who had the hamstring that caused him to miss the game against the Seahawks, he is also not practicing as well today. So Nico Collins, Christian Kirk, your two highest paid receivers, your top two receivers, they are not practicing today, and it is Wednesday. We'll see what that means for the rest of the week. It would not be a surprise at all, Clint, if either one of them didn't play. When you look at a hamstring issue caused him to miss two games already this year, and that's usually something you don't just come back from in less than 10 days. And then the concussion, you know, you just never know with that. But with that, I think two positive things that have come out of the game against Seattle, and even I think weeks leading up to this, are two other pass catchers. Let's start with the young guy, Jalen Noel. This was D'Amico on Texans All Access last night talking about his rookie wide receiver.
Yeah, he's definitely continued to make more and more plays for us. We needed a big play and a big moment there at the end of the half. Yeah. I mean, what an outstanding catch by him to catch it over the defender to put us in field goal range. Big play by him. Fourth down, another huge moment in the game. We needed it. CJ found him on the sideline. So he's continued to make big play after big play. We just got to find a way to keep leaning in on that, right? Keep leaning in, find a way to get him the ball even more.
All right, that's D'Amico talking about Jalen Noel. Jalen Noel's four catches, 77 yards, two big plays, that one he talked about at the end of the half, and then the other one to set him up in a goal-to-goal situation there in the fourth quarter. If there's not going to be Christian Kirk, if there's not going to be Nico Collins, and that's a real possibility against the 49ers, Clint, he has to be have a bigger impact, or at least be given an opportunity if they're not going to have those guys.
Well, hell, he's got to be given an opportunity just from sheer numbers. But I think it's probably a tad bit unfair, unreasonable expectations to think that, you know, he and Higgins and Dalton Schultz are all of a sudden going to be guys that are going to give your offense, this offense, a chance to score points, move the football and score points against good defenses in this league, given that they couldn't do it consistently with Nico Collins and for the short period of time that they had Christian Kirk. But I do think it is a very, very big positive to take away from this game, is that you've got a guy. Now, what they do with it is yet to be seen. But they've got a guy in Jalen Noel. We watched him in training camp, Ron. We watched him in OTAs. And there's no doubt about it, he is a very quarterback-friendly wide receiver. He is a guy that can create a little bit of separation. He is a guy that, if you just throw the ball his direction, he is going to make plays. I think he is a volume guy. He's a guy that you could look up and have seven or eight catches at all different levels of the field, and have a solid day. I don't think that's a stretch for him at all. But now what we know is we saw it on Sunday, or Monday, I'm sorry. He is a guy that can climb the ladder in critical moments and go up over an NFL defensive back, even though he's shorter in stature, can go up over a defensive back and high point of football and make big-time catches. And so, you know, there's a lot of negative in this game, but one of the positives you can take away is that you've got a receiver that you drafted in the 2025 draft that is going to help this football team to some degree long term. I'm convinced of that for several reasons, but definitely from him putting it all on stage when the lights were bright on Monday. He just needs opportunities. Can Nick Caley get him opportunities?
Ugh.
Can D'Amico Ryans?
What I meant about opportunity. He's got to get more. Not opportunity. We know he's going to play, but he's got to get opportunities. Like, there's got to be screens. They don't do that for Nico.
Yes.
There's got to be intention
to
get him and Schultz the ball. Schultz is another one. 9 catches, 98 yards. Both of those guys.
To your point, though, Ron, he is a guy. Schultz is going to have to get the football in within the structure of the system. I think clearly to kind of the point I was making was that Jalen Knoll has been a guy that you could say gadget guy, you know, do you need to have a package for him? Sure. But within the system, can he go make plays? Clearly he can. Again, we've seen it in OTAs. We've seen it in training camp. We've seen it consistently. Every time we've laid our eyes on the Houston Texans offense, when he was on the field, all you do is follow the ball. It finds him, right? And so he has earned every bit of the opportunity to go out there and be a starting receiver for this team. And, you know, I believe it's beyond just a package. Now, I'll say this. I think he is a receiver that within the system, he can run whatever, slot, outside, whatever you want to do with him. At this point in time, you're down so many numbers, it doesn't matter. Put him wherever you want. He can run the route tree, and the ball is going to find him. Now, he's also a guy, to your point, that is going to be really good in the screen game, right? He's going to be really good in the jet sweep game. Hell, you can put him in the backfield and toss it to him. You can put him in the backfield and possibly do some stuff between the tackles with him if you need to, if you want to get real creative and throw a wrinkle out there. He is a guy that, again, if Nick Caley chooses to, can really put some pressure on a defense if he's deployed the right way.
I just think before every game, and this is kind of what we were told, I would imagine in any, whether it's your OC at Arkansas, whether it's Nick Caley, Bobby Slowick, Andy Reid, Sean McVay, whoever, Bill Walsh. All right, these are our playmakers. All right, whatever my offense is, I got to find a way to make sure I get these guys involved to get touches.
No question.
And if Nico Collins and Christian Kirk are going to be there, Jalen Knoll and Dalton Schultz have to move up that list. Right, and Dalton Schultz is probably already in his space. But Jalen Knoll has to be on there if the weapons are Woody Marks, Nick Chubb, Higgins, and Hutchins.
Well, there's never been a bigger need to get creative with that guy simply because you just don't have the firepower elsewhere, right? But you look at this, Ron. You've got Dalton Schultz at the tight end position. I think you plug Higgins into that boundary receiver where Nico was playing, and then you plug Knoll into where Christian Kirk would typically play and do some things. Now, you can put 19 outside to the field. That's fine. You know you can trust him. You know if the ball goes his way and he's open, he's going to catch it. He's going to be where he's supposed to be. So, look, when you look at on paper, there's still a group of wide receivers that you can throw out there with the emergence, I think, in a game of the guy we're talking about, Jalen Knoll. I think that there is on paper, stylistically, what these guys, the skill set they bring to the table, you can put a group out there that should be able to make some plays. What Bobby Slowick does with it, I'm going to keep going back to that, what Bobby Slowick does with it, what D'Amico Ryans,
Nick Caley does with it.
Bobby Slowick?
Yeah.
Gosh dang it, you got me in mind. You're right. What does Nick Caley do with it? What does D'Amico Ryans demand that Nick Caley do? It'd be real easy for D'Amico Ryans to go in there and say, hey, man, you got to get some creative runs in this thing. We got to have a good screen game in this thing. We got to use Jalen Knoll and get him as many touches as we can because we're down playmakers, man. And that's it's not too much or out of bounds to expect D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caley to figure that out.
All right, coming up, let's get with Cecil Shorts III, former Texan. And if you're at a NRG game day, you see him out there hosting every single Sunday. We'll talk to him, get his thoughts on this. At least where the Texans are right now as they sit 2-4 coming off that loss on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Monday night, that's next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Welcome back into The Drive, power-packed hour number three. D'Amico Ryan's in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll hear from him, hopefully. We'll hear from C.J. Stroud in the 3 o'clock hour. A lot to get to. And Cecil Shorts III, we'll get to him as we talk to him each and every Wednesday at this time. Before we get to Cecil, remember, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, Cecil, we've talked to you each week, and you have, I feel like you have been level-headed. Not too high when they've played well in the last, you know, couple of weeks, and then, you know, not too low when they've struggled. They struggled again on Monday night against Seattle. Everything you watched, were you surprised by that performance, in particular by the offense?
Surprised? Oh, well, first of all, Ron, good to hear from you, brother. Surprised? I wouldn't say surprised. I would say disappointed.
Yeah.
Like, we waited 15 days to see that. We waited 15 days. It's supposed to be a new offensive coordinator. It's supposed to be all this new stuff going on. And it's the same stuff we saw the last 2 years with Slowick. Like, there's no identity. What is the identity of the offense? Like, tell me the identity. What do you want to do in the run game? What do you want to do in the pass game? If you look at good offenses, right? If you look at Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco, who they have this upcoming week, it doesn't matter who the thing on quarterback is. They have an identity. Matter of fact, it don't matter who the running back is. Look at last year's team. The year before that, they had injury after injury after injury. It didn't matter because they had an identity on offense. They knew what they wanted to do. And when you watch the Texans Monday night, there was no identity. They looked like it was confusion. I mean, it's third and short multiple times. You have no idea what you want to do. One time, Woody Marks and CJ weren't on the same page on third and short. You're trying to go outside stretch on a goal line. It's just a lot of questions like, okay, did we really plan? Did the Texans really plan for this? This is what you came up with your 15 days off, right? The bye week is supposed to be used as a moment to reevaluate who you are as a team, reevaluate who you are on your particular side of the ball, and then you get out there and you digress. Like you don't even get better. You don't even show potential in different areas. And it was so frustrating to see. So I'll say I was very disappointed with the performance Monday night.
See, so what do you – because I think a lot of times stats are misleading, right? Like right now, if you look at – I saw a stat that was posted on social media that was about the percentage of, I believe, pass attempts that were going at a specific receiver. And Nico Collins with the Texans was I think, number 10 on the list in terms – 20-some-odd percent of the passes are going to Nico Collins. Right. And I think people see that and go, well, what the hell are y'all talking about? They need to use Nico Collins more. They need to get Nico Collins the ball. And I guess my question to you is do you view that as just, hey, the volume number of just how many balls is going his way is really all you need? Or my line of thinking is the fact that he didn't catch one ball behind the line of scrimmage in the screen game at all, or touch the ball in some kind of exotic run type of play. I think that is a major problem with this offense, and ultimately the Nico usage. I think it's bigger than that with the whole offense, but as Nico pertains, do you see it that way, or do you say, hell, man, 20-something percent is plenty?
No, you got to scheme people open. Like, you can't tell me there's other ways to get people open. Like, say, to me, if he's getting 20% of the ball, it's great. And all that means to me is the ball's near him. Like he was the closest person near the ball, right? He was targeted. Okay, great. Doesn't mean it was a good target. Doesn't mean like the ball won the balls last night or Monday night got knocked down and was hit him on the thigh. Like, okay, so I get that. They're trying to get him the ball. But it's about how you're doing it. Because there's easy ways to get him the ball. It's easy ways to get your guys' touches, right? You mentioned screens. There's so many ways to do different screens. So many ways to have a motion and give him the ball, let him run. Like, there's so many ways to be able to scheme guys open. I just don't see it happening. Like, I don't see separation in different routes. I don't see – you can't run the same things over and over and over again. You can't – and I'm going to say this again. I talked about this with y'all maybe 3-4 weeks ago. These condensed formations, when you continue to have these condensed formations, it makes it easy for the defense. They can cover a space. They can cover – one guy can cover two different people. They're not if the spacing's not correctly, like, it's just too much. It makes it hard for the quarterback to see what's going on. So for me, it's about the scheme. It's not about the targets. You got to find ways to get your playmakers the ball and be creative. And I don't see the creativity out there right now.
Cecil Shorts III, former Texan, joins us, and I'd love to hear both of y'all's response to this. And I'm just sitting here thinking, listening to both of you talk about the offense, and all of this falls under the person who is running the show. And you've mentioned this a little bit, Cecil, and it is. What now, week 7, they had a bye week. It is week 7, but you, as you said, 15 days, and this is the game plan. At what point, and maybe it already has occurred, at what point do you think people are on that team, guys on the roster, guys on the offense, are looking over there like, the guy at the top, the guy running the show, I don't know if he's got it.
Oh, it's happening. Well, it's happening. With 7 games, and there's enough games to see. There was enough struggles these 7-8 weeks to see, like, okay, We got some – the guy at the top is not where he needs to be yet. And maybe he can be there, right? I'm not totally out on him. But what I'm saying is, as of right now, he ain't it. Like, he ain't there. And if this continues, you're going to be an average or below average team. That's just what it is. So now the question would be, do we keep him another year, or do we go out and get a veteran? Because to me, this doesn't just fall on Nick Cayley. This falls on D'Amico and Nick Caserio some as well. Like, you, instead of going out and hire an experienced guy, you get a guy that has never done this before, has never been challenged in this way before, to a team that you're trying to compete for a Super Bowl, go deep in the playoffs. That just doesn't add up, right? I definitely think it's something that's already being talked about. Now, can it get better? It can. And I'm hopeful that it will. But right now, this looks like a trash offense.
Do you see, you, and you mentioned it there, because I'm out. I'm, for the record, Cecil, just so you know, like I'm out. If when you go into a game against Seattle and you don't have, and you're after the game, your head coach is talking about, we got to go back to the basics and we got a technique and mechanic. Like if you don't have, and I'm gonna use a very simple radio friendly, approach. Like if your run game, if part of your approach to running the football versus a front like Seattle is not to gain leverage and use some level of deception with jet sweeps or exotic formations. Like if that is football 101. If you're not doing those things, then you have no hope.
Oh, they want to run it
you have no chance. I mean, Cecil, am I crazy? Like because it's one thing to constantly preach basics, technique, mechanic. There's only so many different run schemes you can run from tight end to tight end. There's only so much you can do. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But the good ones are going to create flow by the linebackers because you've got Nico Collins or you've got Jalen Knoll that are faking the jet sweep. And it's a legitimate threat, not just a ghost motion. Like to not even implement those very basic things 3 months into this install is just one example for me, Cecil, of where I'm out. I'm done. I don't think this offense has a chance.
I tell you what, if the defensive line and Clint, you notice like any defense line is getting a lot of pressure, right? Why wouldn't you screen them to death? Like, why wouldn't you find a way? They're gonna get up the field. Okay, come on up the field. And I'll dump it right over your head. I'll dump it to Nico. I'll dump it to Noel. I'll dump it to Woody. I'll dump it to Chubb. I'm gonna find different ways to slow that guy down. To me, that's basic as well. That's simple, simple football 101 that you see in middle school. But for whatever the reason, I'm just not sure. I'm not totally out on Kaylee yet. I still have a glimmer of hope. Like, all right, maybe the athletes around him can do something. But I'm just confused on what is the identity and the goal of the offense right now.
Well,
I mean, when your defense is scoring more touchdowns or just as many touchdowns in the game, come on.
Yeah. I'm, and I know, Cecil, you got it. I'm not putting words in your mouth. But for me personally, this is about D'Amico. I mean, like this is about D'Amico and D'Amico's future as a head coach in this league. It's at some point it has to become D'Amico's offense. And I'm not saying he's calling the plays. I'm not saying that he's deciding what, like we've talked about, what exactly the identity is. But at some point, D'Amico's got to demand his offensive coordinator to understand those very and be able to apply and coach up those very basic things like I just talked about. Like if that's you're so far behind a 2025 offense, if you can't, at the very least, the physicality aspect of it, like that's got to be a D'Amico Ryans staple. Mm-hmm. If you're going to play offense under D'Amico Ryans, you're going to be a physical SOB.
No, I'm with you on that. Like, I'm with you on that because that made me, not to cut you off, that made me think about the Detroit Lions right away. Like Dan Campbell doesn't call a play, but his mindset, and he has his stamp on what that offense is going to look like. Right, he has his stamp on it. We're going to be physical. We're going to go for it on fourth down. We're going to be aggressive. This is what it's going to be, and that's the basis of their offense. So I totally agree. D'Amico has to step up in that way and make that happen for the O. I'm with you on that.
All right, Cecil, they've got a big stretch coming up. Three in a row at home. I know you'll be out there against winning teams, and it starts with San Francisco. And if they have any hope sitting here at 2-4, this three-game homestand, they got to get going. They got to get it going. And hopefully we're talking to you next Wednesday about a win against the Niners.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all. Y'all take care.
All right. That's Cecil Shorts III. We just learned Clint is out on Nick Cayley. Clint is
my eyebrows raised up. I was like, oh, okay.
I mean, the more I watch it, the more we talk about it, the more it's just like it is. And as I sit here and watch, like I'm sitting here watching up on this CBS Sports, it's obviously a replay of the Giants and the Broncos. And I've peeked up, Ron, at five different plays that should be a part of every offense that we have not seen in six games with the Texans. And we've seen it in an effort where they were held scoreless for three quarters.
This guy stinks!
This would be considered the worst film that Denver's put on film all year long. Worst offensive film they put. And they're attempting more, and they're more difficult to defend in the worst three quarters of football they've played all year. They're more difficult to defend than the Texans have been all year at any point in time.
Yeah, Cornbread's out. Multiple people have said they're out. Ray is halfway out. Multiple people said they were out on Nick Cayley.
And I'm gonna be clear. it's twofold. I'm out on Nick Caley in this offense ever coming around. And the main reason, what's influenced me the most is hearing D'Amico Ryans talk about what this offense needs and what this offense needs to do.
Well, let's hear from D'Amico again, and someone who is not out on Nick Caley and maybe the most important person who he needs not to be out on him. D'Amico Ryans, we'll hear from him coming up next.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.